Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, it's March 30th, and I'm sure some of you, or a lot of you, took some time off over spring break, or at least had some great time with family and loved ones, and just hope it was really enjoyable for you. We did a little trip out to California and went to Disneyland for a day, which was fun for my kids. They just loved it. So, well, I've been traveling a lot this year. In fact, since January 1, I've been in nearly all of our sites up in the Northeast and nearly all sites in the West, and then down into Texas and in Denver. I still need to get to Utah and Oklahoma and Louisiana, but pretty much everywhere else I've been in most sites. And the thing that sticks out to me is each of you. You all have so much joy in your heart. When I see you, you're excited and you just love life and you love taking care of our patients and you love taking care of each other. And that just brings me so much joy. And it's a big part of Envision and what we do, you know, with strong culture and improving lives through unmistakable quality and spectacular services, our company purpose. And the improved lives is really important because it's not just for our patients or our providers, but it's for one another as well. So I just wanted to thank you for encouraging me when I've been in your center and the way that you interact. It's just awesome. So one thing I've been thinking a lot about this year, and I'm not sure why it's been on my heart, but it's around forgiveness. You know, sometimes we have things in our life that we don't want to let go of, and it can create some bitterness or it can create frustration, and there's something there that you just kind of it's always in your heart. And you know, an example for myself, it was years ago, we were looking at investing in a franchise, and we put some money in it, we started to go down the path. And then we realized it wasn't going to work for us, and it just wasn't the right thing. And so we tried to get a refund on some of our fees, and the company wasn't very nice about it. You know, they were kind of sticklers, and so we ended up losing some money, and that was frustrating for a while. You know, I would wake up every day or in the middle of the night, and I'd be frustrated inside, and I'd have these things going on in my heart. And I remember one night I woke up, it was like 2 a.m. and I just started thinking about this. And in my heart, I knew that I actually needed to reach out and apologize. Wasn't really what I didn't feel like I had to, but I just felt like I should, to let it go. And so in the morning, I reached out to the franchise and I apologized, for being frustrated. And this is where healing started to happen for me. So I apologized, I let it go, and then I moved on and I forgave them. And I really haven't thought about it again. My heart's been good with that since that time. But one of the books that we read around Envision is The Speed of Trust. And one of the trust ideas is it's called Right Wrongs. And really what it says is it says, make things right when you're wrong. Apologize quickly. Make restitution where possible. And the idea there is that sometimes we have, we're not willing to forgive something, or we're not willing to let something go, but we actually need to right wrong sometimes in order for our heart to be pure and to be clean and to move forward. Now, I don't know exactly what that means for some of you. You may have something in your life that you need to make right, or maybe you need to let go of because it's just driving you crazy. It's in your heart, and you wake up thinking about it, you go to bed thinking about it, and you think about it throughout the day, and it's just driving you constantly, and you need to let it go. And maybe it is righting a wrong, or maybe it is forgiving something. But whatever that is for you, I do hope that you let that go so that you can move on. And this, again, is from The Speed of Trust by Stephen M. R. Covey. And it's the behavior is number 4, Right Wrongs. And so pick up that book if you don't have it. Take a look at that behavior, number 4, and see how that applies in your life. Hope you have a great day. Appreciate you very much. Live a life of love.